Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 5th of June 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down 0.7%, 8,625. It means for the week, it's lost 1.2%. A lot of that selling had to do with the miners, especially over the past two trading days, as the iron ore price continued to fall. It's now at a three-month low. Fortescue down 2.3% today, BHP 2.5%, and Rio Tinto off by 1.9%. The banks were also lower, but investors switched into healthcare, CSL surging the most in more than 4 years, up 5.8%. For more on the day's market action, I spoke with Bluebury market analyst Zoran Krisovic. So Zoran, another down day for the share market. What's interesting though is that over the past two sessions, we've had some pretty big falls to the point where it's wiped out all the gains we've seen over the past two weeks. Why the turn in sentiment?
Yeah, I mean, Ricardo, today's been a bit of a bad day. And what's even more interesting is that it's at the end of the week. And as professionals like to call it, you know, amateurs open the week or open the trading session, but professionals do close it. So we are down for the week around 1.2%. We've seen a bit of a rotational shift from iron ore and energy stocks. Out of 11 sectors, we've actually seen only three or four sectors that are actually doing quite well, with healthcare and that are ending being in a positive, heavily driven towards the CSL rebound of around 5%. But what's more interesting is that supply demand challenges around iron ore, and looking at Singapore Exchange and the prices dropping to around $100 a ton when it comes to iron ore are actually heavily influencing our market. And as a result, we've actually seen all the big players, BHP, Rio Tinto, S32, ranging to the downwards around 1 to 2%. Also, that's been well supported by the banks as well. So banks had a major sell-off as well, between 1% to 2%, in particular Commonwealth Bank, NAB and ANZ. So if we bake all this into the price, then obviously it's quite understandable that we are seeing a downward trajectory. And what's interesting is that year-to-date as well, you know, our ASX 200 is actually down and lagging quite massively to our competitors and peers in the US, in particular S&P 500, NASDAQ and Dow Jones.
Is there any broader themes as to why that's happening? I mean, how much, for example, is the war in the Middle East complicating this? You mentioned that there was that fall in the iron ore price. Why are we seeing that, for example?
Chain, you know, productions and challenges around the globe, and, you know, getting things from places to other places can be a challenge. And we've actually seen that through the Middle East, and we've seen that with the energy prices. What's important to note here is that inflationary shock in Australia and across the globe is actually re-accelerating at the moment. As a result of that, we're actually seeing the crude prices actually gained quite a bit of ground over the past couple of days. And in fact, actually, we've seen some of the biggest executives from, you know, some of the biggest, you know, companies across the globe, like Chevron and others, indicating that crude oil might be reaching the $150 a barrel. And we do understand that that obviously adds a level of supply shocks into the market. As a result of that, obviously, headline inflation does pick up. And on the back of that, obviously, central banks across the globe are likely to continue raising the rates. I think that's one point that we've been missing in Australia, that, you know, we've already had three interest rate rises come to this date, and with the RBA likely to potentially raise another one or two interest rate hikes for the remainder of the year. On the back of that, that would indicate a risk of sentiment, and as a result, some of those sectors would actually come off, especially interest rate sensitive sectors such as healthcare, real estate and others.
US jobs report later tonight. You're talking about interest rates. I note that I think it was the ANZ came out with a note today saying that it expects the ECB to be lifting interest rates. But when you look at the US economy and the US jobs report, how's that likely to flow through to the US interest rate story?
That's a great question, Ricardo, and that's been flowing into the market, you know, with the risk averse imminent on the back of US dollar. So if you have a look at the US dollar for the last couple of months, in particular for the month of April and May, it had respectively 0.9 and 0.5% gains. Predominant driver of that is the reinflation that's coming back into the US market. Labor market is actually quite strong. We do anticipate for non-farm payroll data tonight to create around 85,000 jobs. We've actually seen for the month of April and May, it was 185,000 and 115,000 jobs created, respectively way above the target band. And as a result, we've actually seen the Kevin Warsh, the new appointed Fed chair, indicating that it's an unpopular decision. It's definitely not something that's been supported by the US President Donald Trump. However, Fed is actually pricing a 25 basis point hike for the remainder of the year. On the back of that, US dollar is getting quite a bit of momentum, and we're actually seeing a fundamental shift in the currency market at the moment, and we are likely probably to continue seeing that for the remainder six months of this year.
And just finally, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, I mean, look, again, comes down to an individual, but I think shift in the fundamental, market across the globe, or central bank policy, I should say, is definitely driving a lot of inflow into the US dollar at the moment. And that's been probably one of the key components of the bullish sentiment that's actually happening across the globe. Now, if you're having a look at the AI sector and the narrative that's driving all that, then it's very common to see that we are likely to see the AI influence actually gaining ground, and the likes of Nasdaq, S&P 500, and some of those tech-savvy stocks continue to actually gain or continue gaining momentum. So we actually see quite a bit of rotational play. Very lastly as well, we do understand that SpaceX is also actually getting on IPO. The valuations are quite high. The expectations are quite high. So we should be able to see quite a bit of momentum volume going into that particular stock as well. That's actually due to be listed on US Stock Exchange on 12th of June. So I think if you're looking to diversify your portfolio, I'd be probably looking at tech. I'd be looking at US dollar. As always, I'd be looking at small portions of money going into the commodity currencies such as Aussie dollar, Canadian dollar, as well as New Zealand dollar. And very lastly, I'd be probably doing 5 to 10% into gold and silver just to hedge your exposure against any imminent downside.
Soren Krstovic from Blueberry, and he wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. Don't forget to give it a like, a review, and subscribe if you enjoyed, and watch On The Money during the weekday editions of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns on Monday. It drops after the market close every weekday, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Nord Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.